我们同心一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer in one accord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把我们又带到你自己的面前。
Once again, you gather us in thy presence.
晚上我们众人一同聚集在这里。
This evening, we gather together here.
仰望你在我们中间向我们说话。
And we look to you to speak to us in our midst.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
因为你是说话的神。
Because thou art God who speaks.
从古以来，你就向人说话。
And you speak to us everlastingly.
你把你说过的话记下来。
And you have recorded your spoken word.
现在借着你所说过的话向我们再说。
And so now we ask that you speak to us once again through thy spoken word.
所以我们到你面前来的时候，求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Therefore, as we come into thy presence, we do ask that you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们里面的眼睛给照明。
So that our eyes within can be enlightened.
我们是在灵里与你相遇。
And that we would meet thee in spirit.
说你的话解开的时候，就向我们发出亮光。
And as thy word is open to us, it will shed light to us.
说我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we await for thee here.
时间可以过去。
Even though time may pass.
人事可以转变，
and man can change,
但是你却没有改变。
But with thee, there's no changing.
你仍然是照着你起初的定规来做工，在这一个世代里。
That you still work in this generation according to your will.
主，所以我们仰望你向我们说明亮的话。
So Lord, we do ask that you speak to us.
叫我们知道在如今如何来。在你的路上继续往前走。
Very clearly, so that we would know how to follow you in the path ahead.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship thee.
也感谢你。
And we thank thee.
因为在你没有改变。
Because with thee, there's no changing.
你从前如何，你现在还是如何。
How thou hast been, thou will be.
人领会不过来。
And even though man cannot understand,
但是你不因着人的愚昧而有所更改。
But you do not change because of our foolishness.
所以我们仰望我们的神。
So our God, we look to thee.
晚上再次向我们说话的时候。
This evening, as you speak to us once again,
叫你的话向我们没有隐藏。
Do not hide your word from us.
我们在你面前也没有隐藏。
And we would be open before thee as well.
主啊，我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we await for thee here.
主向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
我们等候你。
We await for thee.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主的名。
In the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，在耶利米书的里边，我们的主不住的向我们解开他心里头的意念。
We thank the Lord that he continues to reveal the thoughts in his heart to us continually in the book of Jeremiah.
我们一面看见他在耶利米身上的那个带领、造就和使用。
On the one hand, we see how he guides Jeremiah, how he edifies Jeremiah, and how he uses Jeremiah.
另一方面，也向我们显明神的子民在神面前许许多多的愚昧。
On the other hand, he reveals to us much of the foolishness of the people of God.
但我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
人虽然是带着许多的残缺来到他的面前。
Though man comes into his presence with much shortcoming.
但是他却不因着人的愚昧而有任何的修改。
But he does not change at all just because of our foolishness.
他是默默地把人带到他要人到的地步。
That he silently brings man to the position, to the place where he desires man to be.
然后用着这些在他手中给造成的器皿来成就他所要做的工。
And then he uses these vessels in his hand to accomplish his work.
那我们看到十七章当中上一次我们所看的。
As we look into the middle of chapter 17,
我们可以很清楚地看见神对耶利米的造就到了一个阶段了。
Very clearly, we're able to see God's edification of Jeremiah has reached a certain stage.
从十七章下半开始，
starting from the second half of chapter 17,
神对耶利米的使用就从私下带到公开了。
God's usage of Jeremiah from hiddenly now has become public. Before he only spoke to small groups of people,
或者只是很隐秘的讲话,
or that he spoke very hiddenly. But now, as God is to use him,
很公开的,
he uses him to speak very openly in the public, to speak the heart, the words that are in the heart of God.
但是当神这样使用耶利米以前,
but before God uses Jeremiah in this way,
我们看到耶利米, 这一个人在神的面前有许许多多的变化,
we're able to see there are many changes in the person of Jeremiah.
那是神对他的造就,
and that is the edification of God upon him.
神给他,
God leads him to do certain things.
神向他说了许多的话,
God spoke much words to him.
他也上神,
and he also spoke much words to God.
对话的当中,
and amongst this conversation,
也是很清楚给我们看见耶利米在神面前所蒙的那一个造就,
it also clearly shows to us the edification that Jeremiah has been blessed with before God.
那起码我们可以在他公开去做工以前,
at the very least, before he is to be used by God publicly, we can see the three areas of edification Jeremiah goes through.
头一部分,
the first aspect is God leads him to be one who is absolutely consecrated. And that is in chapter 15.
然后我们就看到,
and then we can see,
神领着他去领会怎么样去看事物,
God leads him how he ought to view matters.
神让他很清楚地掌握一个点,
God shows him very clearly to grasp this point,
神是看人的里面的,
that God looks within.
神不是看人的外面,
he does not look without.
人的外面也许可以表现得很不错,
even though the appearance of man may be very good.
但是神不跟人外面所表现的来下结论,
but that God does not judge or base his conclusion upon the appearance.
他是要看人的里头那个实际的光景是怎样,
but he looks at the actual situation that is within.
外面也许做得很像,
without it may be very good.
但是里面不对的话,
but if it's wrong within,
神说这个还是不对,
God says this is still wrong.
那这是耶利米在主面前所接受的又一个,
and that is also another lesson which Jeremiah is edified with before God.
那然后到了十七章的时候,
and then as we reach chapter 17,
很显然的, 神让耶利米明确地领会神是他的保护,
very apparently God wants Jeremiah to understand and realize that God is his protection.
但是这一个保护不是只是说到外面的难处,
but this protection not only speaks of the trouble without.
这一个保护的那个内容是蛮丰富的,
but the content of this protection is very rich.
不然是包括他的遭遇里边,
of course, it does include God's deliverance as he encounters trouble.
但是很重要的一个点,
but a very important point,
神乃是让他受保护, 不让眼见的事物来影响他,
God allows that protection for Jeremiah not to be influenced by visible matters.
神又让他看得非常明确, 神是不改变的神,
God wants Jeremiah to see very accurately that God is a God who does not change.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
那如果按照人的观察来说,
now according to man's examination,
也许有很多事物都好像很对,
there may be many things that seem right.
但是神说了那么一些话,
but God spoke such words.
我们上一次也特别,
we also highlighted it last time.
神说我是耶和华鉴察人心试验人肺腑的,
God says that he is one who searches the heart, he tries the reins.
所以神很明确地让人懂得, 他所注意的是人里头那个实际的光景。
So man, God wants man to realize that God puts focus on the actual situation within man's heart.
然后就借着神的那个光照。
And then it is through God's enlightenment.
让耶利米晓得他的保护是在耶和华那里。
To allow Jeremiah to realize his protection is with God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
所以在当神这样给耶利米一点的认识和学习的时候。
So as God allows for Jeremiah to have such understanding and lessons.
在十七节的当中，神和耶利米又有一段非常精彩的对话。
In verse 17, it also has a very colorful exchange of words between God and Jeremiah.
因为这个对话是把那个属灵的实际的带了出来的。
Because this dialogue actually brings out for us the spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹们留意到十二节我们曾经提过的。
Brothers and sisters, take note, we already mentioned verse 12.
耶利米灵里面给打开了。
Within, the spirit of Jeremiah is open.
他就看见神在地上所设立的那一个圣殿。
He is able to see the throne which God establishes on earth.
不是只是一个建筑物在那里。
It is not only a structure, a building.
他在那里说出。
But he speaks of.
我们的圣所是荣耀的宝座。
That our sanctuary is the glorious high throne.
从太初就安置在高处。
It's already in place from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
他看到圣殿。
He saw the sanctuary.
那是一个永远的属天的事情的发表。
It is an eternal manifestation of the heavenly matters.
如果从眼见里面来看。
Visibly.
圣殿是从所罗门的日子才有。
It was only in the days of Solomon that there was the temple.
你就说圣殿的前身了。
Even if you say before the temple,
那就是会幕了。
And that is the tabernacle.
那会幕也只是要到了摩西领以色列人出埃及的时候才旷野才有。
It was also only in the days of Moses when he led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness that the tabernacle was established.
如果你要看眼见的这个事物。
And so, visibly.
这些事物对当时的耶利米来说仍然算是近代的。
To Jeremiah, in those days, it is still of the recent times.
但是他在灵里面却看到一个事实。
But in his spirit, he saw this fact.
这一个圣殿。
This sanctuary.
是神荣耀的宝座。
It is the glorious high throne of God.
从太初就已经安置在哪里。
It has been established there even from the beginning.
圣殿是神的居所。
And the sanctuary is the dwelling place of God.
圣殿是神居住在其中的。
It is where God dwells.
那神居住在其中，神的宝座也就设立在那里。
And if God dwells in the midst of it, his throne is also established there.
这一个属灵的事实。
But the spiritual fact.
在太初就有。
It is from the beginning.
在最起头。的时候就有。
It is from the very beginning.
那因此
，therefore，
他看到了一件事情。
He saw one thing.
这一位称为耶和华的神。
This Lord God.
他是以色列的盼望。
He is the hope of Israel.
当然也是耶利米的盼望。
Of course, then he is also the hope of Jeremiah.
然后他就确定一个事情。
And then he confirms this.
凡是离弃耶和华神的。
And they that depart from Jehovah Lord God.
那个结果一定是蒙羞。
The result would be they shall be ashamed.
好像在这里。
Here it seems as if
神有一个回应。
God has a response.
神说
God says
离开我的
if you depart from me
他们的名字必写在土里。
Their name shall be written in the earth.
就是说他们永远是属土的了。
That means it's
他们永远跟天没有关系。
They're forever of the earth. They will have no relationship with heaven. Why is it so?
因为他们离弃我这活水的泉源。
Because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters.
这个人一个最根本的问题是没有接上这个生命的源头。
And that is a very basic issue problem with man. They have not connected themselves with the origin of life.
接上生命的源头。
If they have not connected with the origin of life.
所以他们所有的一切都是在土里的。
Therefore, all of their being is of the earth.
说明白一点，都是属地的。
To be very clear, that is of the earth.
那属地的一切呢？
And so, if it's earthly,
都是要 朽坏的。
It will corrupt.
都是要过去的。
It will pass away.
都是不能存到永久的。
And it will not be kept everlastingly.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在这一个时候。
At this time.
让耶利米说出了一个很严肃的事。
God speaks a very solemn matter to Jeremiah.
让耶利米很非常的确定一件事。
For him to be confirmed of this.
耶和华神是源头。
The Lord God is the origin.
耶和华神是一切的根基。
The Lord God is the basis of all things.
耶和华神是人的指望的那一个根据。
And the Lord God is the basis, the foundation of our hope.
那所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
那在耶利米这些话的里头。
And in the words of Jeremiah.
那神和耶利米这些对话的里头。
In this dialogue between God and Jeremiah.
里边实在是给照亮。
Within Jeremiah, he is indeed enlightened.
那所以他在神的面前有一点祷告。
So before God, he has such a prayer.
这一个祷告。
And this prayer.
用在新约的里边就好像是有点费解。
To use the words in the New Testament is very hard for us to understand.
但是站在旧约律法的立场上来看这一个祷告。
But upon the viewpoint of the Old Testament in the law,
我们看到那也是非常的正当的。
We see this is very appropriate.
因为他在那里求神显明他的公义。
Because he asked God to manifest his righteousness.
并不是说那在新约的时候那神的公义就不需要彰显。
Now that does not mean in the New Testament God does not need to manifest His righteousness.
不过在新约里边，我们向神仰望的时候
，But in the New Testament as we look to God,
就不会像旧约那样子，就是根据律法来祷告出定罪的事实。
It will not be according to the Old Testament, according to the law, to pray out.Concerning the judgment.
那这一点我们要领会过来的。
And so we must first understand this.
但是我个人感觉耶利米这一个在神面前的反应最宝贝的。
But I personally feel the preciousness of Jeremiah's response to God in this matter.
是什么呢？
What is that?
是他在神面前表达一个心思。
Is that before God he has this heart?
他没有他留意十六节。
If we take note of verse 16,
至于我，
as for me,
那跟从你做牧人的职分，
from being a pastor to follow thee,
我并没有急忙离去。
I have not hastened, neither have I
也没有想那灾殃的日子。
Neither have I desired the woeful day.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是在神面前。给神看重的。
Brothers and sisters, this is focused upon by God.
耶利米当时的处境并不舒畅。
Jeremiah's surroundings was not very comfortable.
他有很多的难处。
He had many difficulties.
人要对付他。
Man wanted to deal with him.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他在神面前因为看见神那个永远的荣耀。
But because he saw that eternal glory before God.
也看见神一切的作为。
He also saw all the works of God.
更看见人和神的那个准确的关系。
And he also saw the accurate relationship man ought to have with God. So he said,
我不给眼见的事物来影响我对神的跟随。
I will not be influenced by the visible matters as I follow God.
而我也绝不离弃我被造的那一个职分。
And I will not depart away from the ministry which I've been called to.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank God.
耶利米被给带到这样的一个地步。
As Jeremiah had been led to this place.
那我特别在加重来说这一段话。
Especially I put more weight on these words.
那是要让弟兄姊妹们注意。
In order for brothers and sisters to take note.
耶利米和神中间。
Between Jeremiah and God.
到了这一个时候
，at this particular point，
是一个很大的转机。
It is a very crucial turning point。
正如刚才我已经和用什么提点到了。
Just as I have pointed out for brothers and sisters。
因为从这一个时候开始
，because from this point on，
神就把耶利米带到公开的地步。
God leads Jeremiah to serve openly。
那所以从下文十九节我们就看到。
So starting from verse 19 on, we can see
神的差遣来了。
That is God's commission。
以前神有没有给差遣他做工呢？
Whether God have entrusted him to do certain work before?
有。
Yes. But it is private.
小范围的,
it is in a small boundary.
不完全公开的,
it is not completely open.
从现在开始,
but from this point on,
一直到底, 到底,
even to the end,
你看到神对耶利米的那个差遣是公开的,
you can see the commission of God to Jeremiah is open.
毫无隐藏的,
it is not hidden at all.
在公开的地方,
it is public.
说清楚的话,
to speak very clear words.
对着君王是说这样的话,
he spoke these words to the king.
对着民中的, 首领是说这样的话,
he spoke these words to the leaders of the people.
对所有的老百姓还是说那样的话,
he speaks the same words to all the people.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那我们留意,
so we take note.
当神让耶利米头一次公开的在那里说话的时候,
the first time as God uses Jeremiah to speak openly,
神让他说了什么呢?
What words did God use him to speak?
首先我们要留意的,
first, we have to take note.
如果耶利米没有经过以上的那一些的不住的在那里学习, 对付和, 接受神的,
if Jeremiah did not go through the previous dealings with God and to be edified and to be broken, it would be very difficult for him then to speak for God in this surroundings. But we thank the Lord. He has been dealt with by God. In his heart, he has been adjusted correctly. So God uses him to proclaim this publicly. So brothers and sisters, take note of verse 19. Thus said the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in. And in all the gates of Jerusalem, it is the place where you will have people go in and out. It especially highlights there is this place. It is the way where the kings come in and out. That means the sending of God it is for him to speak to all the children of God, whether they are kings or the people. Before, Jeremiah did not directly speak to the kings.
但现在开始,
but starting from this point, God uses Jeremiah to speak directly to the kings.
弟兄姊妹们记得,
brothers and sisters, remember, in chapter 1, as we see Jeremiah's call, God points clearly to Jeremiah, his service is to be before kings. Not only to be a king of one nation, but to be before kings of many nations. We thank God.
所以起初的时候耶利米感觉,哎呀,我又年幼,我又不懂事,
that's why at the very beginning Jeremiah felt, I'm a child, I do not have understanding, how can I bear this? But God told him, saying, I'm not using what you have, I'm only using you as a person. And as I use you, I will supply you, I will lead you.
说你不要说你自己是年幼,
so do not say that you're young.
你也不要说你自己究竟有多少,
and do not say how much you have.
你有的是耶和华神做你的后盾,
what you have is that the Lord God will be your shield, that he will be your provision. Now has been developed until this point.
耶利米,
Jeremiah,
你到各城门去,
go to all the gates,
特别是到那个, 犹大君王出入的那个城门啊,
especially at the gate whereby the kings of Judah come in and go out, and you stand there,
你上他们说话,
and you speak to them,
你点他们的名向他们说话,
and you speak to them by name.
弟兄姊妹们,这的确是不简单的事啊,
brothers and sisters, this is not easy at all. If you look at verse 20,
告诉他说你要点名向他们说话,
and say unto them by name,
对他们说,
saying to them,
你们这犹大的君王,
hear ye the word of ye kings of Judah,
和犹大众人,
and all Judah,
并耶路撒冷的一切居民,
and all inhabitants of Jerusalem,
凡从这门进入的,
all that enter by these gates. Hear the word of the Lord God. Brothers and sisters, these words are very heavy. Pay attention to the audience.
君王,
the kings.
所有的人,
all the people.
不管你是什么人,
no matter who you are. As long as you come in and go out by this gate. You must pay attention to one thing. You must hear the word of the Lord God.
你不要因为你是君王,
not because you're a king, you don't need to hear these words. Not just because you're a leader of the people, you don't need to hear these words. No, now the Lord God is speaking to you. You must hear the word of the Lord. Whether you're a king, even more so for the people. Now we praise and thank our Lord.
那这一下,
at this point, Jeremiah is to speak. What did God say to him? If we say it practically, we say we understand it very easily. Because the first time Jeremiah spoke, he spoke to the people of Judah. You must keep the Sabbath. You cannot work during the Sabbath. That you must serve the Lord God on the Sabbath. Because the Sabbath is holy. And you must cease from all work. You must hear the Lord's words. And so we say that is His words. That is what the content is. So you question, what's so great about that? Brothers and sisters, we only look at the letter of the word. It's nothing great. But if you put these letter of the word upon the actual situation of the children's living, then we see the issue is not simple at all.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你晓得,
you realize
当时的以色列人, 他们已经没有把
the Israelites during those days did not even put at their heart the matter of keeping the Sabbath. Of course, we can say, even today we don't keep the Sabbath. But their condition in those days and our condition today is incomparable. Because in those days, they're still under the requirement of the law. Today, we're under the result of the grace of salvation from God.
那就是说,
that means
律法上一切的要求,
all the requirements of the law.
神的儿子在造成救恩的时候,
has already been fulfilled by the Son of God when He completed salvation. So today, no longer are we constrained by the letter of the word in the law. But in the days of Jeremiah, salvation was not yet complete. So God uses in those days the law to instruct the people for them to fear the Lord God. Because in those days they do not have the life of God within for them to learn the instruction to fear and honor God. So externally, God uses the statutes of the law for them to learn to obey and fear and honor and serve God. Of course, at the same time, God uses the letter of the word in the law to manifest the shortcomings of man. Therefore, within the law, no matter what point, the function of constraint upon man is the same. But as God uses Jeremiah to speak for the first time, God especially uses the points of the Sabbath to be the content of those words.
为什么神 选中这一点来做头一次说话的内容呢？
And so, why did God use this point as the content of his first speaking?
那我们记得。
We remember.
律法的一条。
There's one statute of the law.
就等于众条。
Equals all of the law.
不是说它那个内容是彼此是相等。
It does not mean all the contents of that statute is equal to all the other statutes.
人用什么态度去对待律法上的一条。
But it speaks of the fact what attitude does man use to treat one of the statutes of the law.
就表达了他用什么的态度来对待全律法。
It really reveals what attitude he would use likewise for the entire law.
因为整个的律法里边每一条都是出于神的。
Because each statute, each point of the law is from God.
既然是出于神的。
So if it is from God.
站在人的这一接受律法的人的这一边。
Upon the side of man, the recipients of the law.
毫无选择的只有一个动作可以做。
Without any choice, they must only have one action.
那就是顺服神。
That is to obey God.
你为什么要顺服神呢?
Why must you obey God?
因为你敬畏神。
Because you fear and honor God.
你敬畏他。
You fear and honor him.
你承认他是神。
And you acknowledge him as God.
你承认他一切的带领都是为了成全他的心意在人的身上。
You acknowledge the fact all his guidance is to accomplish his will upon man.
有一些事情我们懂。
And though some things we understand.
有一些事情我们不太懂。
And some things we may not quite understand.
但是我知道那是出于神的。
But I know that is from God.
我就因着这一个缘故。
Because of that fact.
我接过来。
I accept it.
弟兄姊妹，这是律法对人的要求。
Brothers and sisters, that's the requirement of the law to man.
这是律法对旧约的人所起的那一个正面的功用。
And that is the positive function of the law for the people of the Old Testament.
但是神选中其中的一条。
But God has chosen this particular statute.
守安息日。
To keep the Sabbath.
为什么呢?
Why?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为安息日这一天在律法的底下你守与不守乃是根据
Because this day, the Sabbath day, under the law, whether you keep it or not, is based on one fact. Why is it that you don't keep the Sabbath? Man's reason is, I must earn more money. I must seek for more riches in my life.
So I must do more work.
So I must do an extra day's work.
我六天做工。
I work for 6 days.
安息日我也做。
I also work on the Sabbath.
盼望我生活能好一点，丰富一点，舒畅一点。
In hopes of a better life, of a more comfortable life.
弟兄姊妹，我看这是唯一的理由。
Brothers and sisters, I think that's the only reason.
那么我们说实在话。
And so, to be honest,
我们都是工作过的人。
We have all worked before.
工作是把我们带进疲累的里头去。
And work only brings us into weariness.
能有一个休息的时间，那是好的很，美的很。
And so if we have time to rest, that is so good for us.
但是人说，哎呀，我不管它怎么美怎么好。
But man would say, I don't mind how good the rest is for me.
我要多赚一点。
I just have to make a little bit more.
弟兄姊妹们，按照人来说啊，这是无可厚非的。
Now brothers and sisters, standing on the viewpoint of man, there's nothing bad we can say about it.
我也不是抢。
Because I'm not stealing, I'm not robbing.
我是正正规规的在那里工作来赚取那个工资或是赚取那个利润。
I work honestly to make my living or to earn my wages.
有什么过不去呢?
And so what's wrong with that?
那按照人来说一点都没有过不去的。
So according to man, there's nothing wrong with that. It's very normal.
是我放弃我休息的权利，那谁能管得着我?
Because I've given up my right for rest, so who can be over me?
那弟兄姊妹，我们回到神给以色列人的律法底下去看这一件事的时候。
But brothers and sisters, if we return under the law when God gave the statute to Israel,
我们整个的领会就完全不一样。
Then all of our understanding would be completely different.
我们从十条诫命的里边。
Within the Ten Commandments,
我们领会得到。
We are able to understand this.
安息日的设立。
The establishment of the Sabbath.
乃是要叫人得安息。
It is for man to have rest.
要叫人去享用安息。
It is for man to enjoy rest.
如果我们回到安息日最早给提出来的时候。
Now if we return to the earliest mention of the Sabbath.
和我们留意到一个更明显确的是。
Then we take note even of a more clearer fact.
那是神在六天的创造完成了以后。
It is after the six days of creation.
第七日。定为安息日。
On the seventh day, it was the day of rest.
那这一天是跟着神把万物都造好，然后又把人造出来。
And that day is the result of God's creation of all things, and after the creation of man.
然后就设定安息日。
And then He set the Sabbath.
很明显。
It's very clear.
弟兄姊妹们，一面你看到的。
Brothers and sisters, one hand we can see.
那是好像是纪念神成就了他在创造里边要做的工。
It on the one hand seems to remember all of God's creation, all the work He has done in His creation.
但是另一个很明显的事实呢？
But on another very evident fact.
神最后做的，造的是人。
God's last creation is man.
神一把人造出来的时候，
and after God created man,
人所接受的是什么？
What did man receive from God?
就是安息日。
It is rest.
为什么神做这个安排？
Why did God make such arrangements?
神让人在那里领会一件事。
God wants man to understand this.
神是一切的源头。
God is the origin of all.
神也是一切的丰富。
He is also the origin of all riches.
人的被造是为着神的荣耀。
Man's creation is for the glory of God.
是为着神的旨意的完成。
It is for the completion of the will of God.
但是人要完成神的旨意。
But in order for man
要显明神的荣耀。
To finish the will of God, to manifest God's glory.
只能做一件事情，叫他们可以去完成。
There is only one thing man can do in order to accomplish that.
就是享用安息。
That is to enjoy rest.
你享用安息。
If we enjoy rest,
那个意思就是说，
that means
你享用神所做的。
We enjoy all of God's work.
你不会享用神所做的。
If we do not know how to enjoy God's work, then we have no rest.
你不能成就神所要你做的。
Then we cannot accomplish what God wants us to do.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
耶利米头一次公开为神说话的时候，
Therefore, the very first time Jeremiah spoke publicly for God,
耶利米就是提出守安息日。
God uses Jeremiah to mention the Sabbath.
在安息日那一天，
On the Sabbath day,
不要挑担子出去，
Have no burden.
在安息日那一天，
On the Sabbath day,
什么工都不要做，
Cease from all work.
在安息日的那一天，
On the Sabbath day,
只要守为圣日，
Only keep it as the holy day.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你想
Consider this.
人心里会怎么接受这个事实呢？
How would man accept this in their heart?
我不想休息都不可以啊。
Why can't I choose not to rest?
我情愿劳苦都不可以。
I'd rather labor.
但弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在神的创造的目的里，
In the purpose of God's creation,
在神的救赎的目的里，
In the purpose of God's redemption,
他一个最突出的一个意思，
An outstanding purpose he has,
也是让人让被造的去享用神的自己。
It is for man, it is for creation to enjoy God himself.
我们看到在神拣选以色列人以后一直以来神说的话，神做的事。
We can see after God's choice of the Israelites, all that he has worked, all that he has spoken,
甚至是神拣选以色列人以前在以色列的祖宗们的身上。
Even before the choosing of the Israelites upon the forefathers.
我们很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we can see.
神所有的安排和带领就是让人去享用他做他们的丰富。
All the arrangement and guidance of God is for them to enjoy God himself as their abundance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是人说啊，
But man says,
我们还当然并不是每一个人所有的人都很富裕。
Of course, not everyone is rich.
也许有些人的确是需要每天做工。
Maybe some might need to work every day.
但是神说
But God says,
第七天你们不要做。
Rest, do not work on the seventh day.
那人就会说
Man will say then,
那第七天不做是什么？
If I don't work on the seventh day, what would I eat?
我不吃还无所谓。
Even if I don't eat, that's fine.
我孩子要吃啊。
The children have to eat.
他哭起来的时候，我拿什么给他
？If they cry, what will I use to feed them?
弟兄姊妹，这也是很合乎人情啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is also very reasonable.
那弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
是合乎人情。
Yes, it is very reasonable.
但是不合乎神的定规。
But it is not reasonable to God's will.
你说神定规就是叫我们第七天挨饿了
？And so does that mean God has will for us to suffer hunger on the seventh day?
神哪里有在第七天叫人挨饿
？God has never caused man to hunger on the seventh day.
你说出埃及的时候，不就是经过这一段的历史
？Even the Israelites, when they left Egypt, they experienced that history.
在旷野
In the wilderness,
神用玛拿来供应以色列人的时候
When God used manna to supply for the Israelites,
神不是很清楚告诉他们
Did God not clearly tell them?
六天你都去捡
You go and pick the manna six days.
七天你就不要去了
But do not do so on the seventh day. So man thought,
那不去捡吃什么
If I don't, what would I eat on the seventh day?
六天我给你双倍的
God says, I will give you a double portion on the sixth day.
但是以色列当中就有不少人
And so there are many amongst the Israelites.
他们不相信
They did not believe it.
第七天他们还是出去捡
And so they still went to pick it on the seventh day.
结果什么都没有
There was nothing.
有一些呢
And so some,
神告诉他们
God told them,
你每一个人捡一赫梅尔就好
And so just get your appropriate lot, your portion.
有些人说
Some said,
怎么晓得明天一定还有
I'm not sure I'll still have it tomorrow.
也许明天不会有了
Maybe I won't have any more tomorrow.
趁着现在有
If I have it now,
多捡一点
I'll get some more.
但神的话给我们看吧
But God's word show us,
多捡的也没有剩下来。
Those who picked more had nothing left.
因为第二天都变成虫子。
No, because it turned bad, turned to worms the next day.
因为化为水了。
And some became water.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神要求人在那里学习享用他来做供应。
God's teaching man to learn to experience God as their provision.
神就是让人很实际的去那里经历。
God wants man to practically experience He is the God of provision.
那么因此耶利米虽然提出的是安息日
Therefore, even though Jeremiah is mentioning yes about the Sabbath,
但却是很准确的对着人里面最不甘心服下来的那个点
But in fact, it's directly speaking to man in their hearts the very point that they're not willing to let go.
神在这里说得很严肃
God speaks very seriously here.
你们要守安息日
You must keep the Sabbath.
在安息日什么都不要做
Do not do any work on the Sabbath.
如果你们不听的话
If you do not obey,
那就怎么样呢
What would happen?
我们先看到最末了
If we look at the very end,
如果你们不听的话
If you shall not obey,
进入耶路撒冷的各个城门啊，我在各个门中点火
Even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day,
这火要把整个耶路撒冷都烧掉
Then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
就是弟兄姊妹，你看到那个后果
Brothers and sisters, you see the end result.
你说哎呦，我放弃休息都不行吗
You might question,Can I even choose to forsake my rest?
你必须要抓牢律法底下的那一个要求。
But brothers and sisters, we must grasp on the underlining requirement of the law.
律法的字句的要求还不是最重要。
The requirement of the letter of the law is not the most important.
律法本身的那个要求才是重要。
But,The basic requirement of the law itself is what's important.
因为律法本身的要求是要求人顺服神。
Because the basic requirement of the law is for man to obey God.
所以让人毫无保留的听从神的话。
It is for God. It is for man to completely obey the word of God.
那是
用
说你抓到了那个律法的那一个原则的时候。
And so we can grasp on the principle of the law.
我们就看到那个与律法相悖的那个 那个结果是何等的严重。
Then we see how severe the end result would be if we are against the law.
但是如果,
but
他们就听从神的话呢?
If they do obey the word of God,
那就怎么样呢?
What would happen?
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
在耶利米头一次的宣告, 公开的宣告的时候,
in the first proclamation of Jeremiah publicly,
弟兄们你细细去留意,
if you take note carefully,
把国度的应许带出来,
it does bring out for us the promise of the kingdom.
这是很重要的一件事,
this is a very important matter.
你留意,
take note.
如果你们听从,
but if you will hearken,
25节,
verse 25,
那时啊, 就有做大卫宝座的君王和首领, 他们与犹大人并耶路撒冷的居民, 或坐车或骑马, 进入这城的阁门, 而且这城,
and shall they there enter into the gates of the city, kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their prince, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the city shall remain forever. The clear word speaks of the kingdom. But practically, it continues to the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
说这个耶路撒冷要存到永远。
This Jerusalem shall remain forever.
当然我们晓得,
of course, we realize this Jerusalem that will remain forever is the new Jerusalem. It is not this old Jerusalem. But it is the new Jerusalem that's manifest expressed by the old Jerusalem.
并且你就看到,
and you see,
各处都有人来, 归上神,
and they shall come from the cities of Judah to God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is the scenario of the kingdom.
这也是永世里头的光景,
that is also the condition in eternity.
弟兄姊妹你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see? The first public using of Jeremiah to speak publicly.
所说的话是很简单,
the words are very simple.
只是牵连到安息日,
it only has to do with the Sabbath.
但是因着安息日所表明的那个属灵的事实,
but because of the spiritual fact that is manifested by the Sabbath, it really brings out for us even the eternal will of God. So this is a very solemn matter.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
当神 向耶利米说了这些话,
when God spoke,
用作耶利米说了这些话以后,
these words through Jeremiah,
那么神就有18章以后19章这两章的一些话,
then God has the words he has for us in chapters 18 and
19. 我们看看神怎么在18、19章里边对耶利米
let us see how God speaks to Jeremiah and uses Jeremiah to speak through him to the people of Judah.
18章, 那就是在耶利米头一次公开为神宣告以后,
and so chapter 18 is the matter after God uses Jeremiah to speak publicly for the first time.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说, 你起来撒到摇杖的家里去, 我在那里要使你听我的话。
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
那么耶利米就到摇杖的家里去了。
And so he went down to the potter's house.
正好那个摇杖在那里转轮来做那个
and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
那他就看到,
and so he saw,
有一些泥巴在陶匠的手里边做成一个器皿。
And so he saw a vessel that was made by the hand of the potter.
他也看见有一些泥巴在那个窑匠的手里做坏了。
He also saw the potter's hand, the work of clay that was marred in the hand of the potter.
那做坏了。
It was marred.
那就怎么样呢?
What happened?
把那个泥巴扔掉吗?
Does he throw away the clay?
不会的。
No.
他又把那个泥巴重新合一合, 重头做另外一种器皿。
And so, he would burn the clay again, and he would make another vessel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意神让耶利米到窑匠那里去看这一个事情。
So brothers and sisters, let us take note as God wants Jeremiah to see the scene at the potter's house.
有好几方面的事是要耶利米领会的。
There are a few aspects that God wants Jeremiah to understand.
所以神说我要你去那里听我的话。
So God said to Jeremiah, I want you to hear my words at the potter's house.
在神说话以前，神让他先看一些事。
So before God spoke to him, he first showed him some things.
那我们先来留意。
Now let us take note.
最主要的。
Most importantly,
我们从底下就看到。
We can see later on.
神让耶利米明白一件事情，去对神的子民说清楚。
God wants Jeremiah to understand one thing as he speaks clearly to God's people.
神指明的前途是在神的管理和带领的底下。
That the future of God's people is under his sovereignty and his guidance.
这个权柄不是在人的手里。
And this authority is not in man's hand.
是在神的手里。
It is in the hand of God.
如同那些泥巴在窑匠的手里一样。
Just as clay in the potter's hand.
窑匠要怎么做，他就照着他的意思去做。
However, the potter wants to shape it, he will do it.
没有任何的事物可以影响窑匠的定义。
There is nothing that can influence the will of the potter.
这是神让耶利米头一件要留意的。
And that's the first thing God wants Jeremiah to take note of.
神指明的前途。
The future of the children of God
是掌握在神的手里。
Is completely in the hand of God.
神是按照他最美的意思来对待他的子民。
God deals with his people according to his good will.
第二件事情。
The second matter.
神要让耶利米看到的。
God wants Jeremiah to see.
当神带领他的百姓的时候。
As God leads his people.
神把他看为最好的来做在他们的身上。
God will do upon them what he deems best.
人也许会觉得这个不好。
Maybe man will feel this is not good.
这个也许是贵重一点。
Maybe this is more honorable.
这个没有那么贵重。
This is not as honorable.
这个艺术价值高一点。
And so this has more art value. That doesn't have much art value.
那这都是人的想法。
That is all man's view.
但神在这里说。
But God says here,
不管是怎么样
，regardless，
我是按照我的意思，把我的百姓造成我手中的器皿。
It is according to my will that I will make my people into my vessel。
不管是人看为高贵的，或是人看为卑贱
，whether man would think it is honorable or base，
但是都是我要用的器皿。
But it is the vessel which I will use。
那这个又是把人的眼目带回神的权柄那里去。
Now again, this will shift our eyes back upon the authority of God.
这是第二件事情。
That is the second thing.
也就是好像提摩太后书里边所说的。
Just as it says in 2 Timothy.
在大户人家。
In a great house.
有金器皿、银器皿。
There are vessels of gold and silver.
有木器、有瓦器。
There are earthen vessel and wooden vessel.
但是这些都不是问题。
But that is not the issue.
他们本来的性质是如何，这不是问题。
It is not the issue of their nature.
问题在哪里呢？
Where is the issue?
人若自洁，
If man will purge themselves and purge themselves from
being
not to be defiled, there will be a vessel unto honor to be sanctified.
合乎主用。
Meet for the master's use.
主所注意的是在他手中合用不合用。
And that is what is the focus of the master.
人可以把它分成高低贵贱。
Whether it's useful in his hands or not,
man. 神所注意的就是这个器皿合用不合用。
Would say it's honorable or not honorable, but God looks at it, is it useful or not?
所以神让耶利米在这里看到另外一件事。
So God shows Jeremiah another matter here.
有些做坏了，神重新再做别一样。
Some has been marred, so God will make it again.
做出来还是神要用。
It is still made for God's use.
第三点，这个很重要。
Third point, very important.
重要的是什么呢
？Why？
不是说那个本身是重要。
It is not the fact itself is important.
而是说在我们人对自己的认识方面很重要。
But it is important that man must understand themselves.
那一块泥做坏了。
If the clay is marred,
扔掉就算了。
Just throw it away.
但神没有扔掉。
But God did not throw it away.
神让耶利米看见窑帐没有扔掉。
God shows Jeremiah he did not throw it away.
他还是要把它留住来做。和用的
It is still kept to make a vessel useful.
这说出什么呢
What does that speak of?
人在神面前那个价值
It speaks of the value of man before God.
神绝没有轻看的
God does not despise at all.
因为当我们到过那个你去到那些陶造陶器的那个地方去看的时候
Have you ever been to a pottery place?
弟兄姊妹你就晓得了
Then you realize.
那造那些陶器那些那窑帐的那些泥土啊
，and so the clay that the potter uses
不是随便在那里找一块来就可以用的。
You can't just use any piece of clay.
不是的
，no，
是特定的某一些的泥土可以用。
But it is only specific clay that is useful that can be used.
不单是限定了哪一些的泥土
，and so it's not only limited to certain clay，
并且那一些泥土。从地里转移到窑帐的厂里的时候
，But as the earth and that clay is moved from the earth to the potter's house，
当中还经过很多的手续的。
There's still a lot of process that's gone through。
比方说清除一些那个石块啊。
For example, you have to get rid of the rock。
清除一些杂草啊，草根啊，或是其他，反正就是杂物了。
Or the roots or whatever's mixed in the earth。
清除完了以后。
And then after you purify it。
还要好像人做馒头那样子去穿啊，去揉啊。
And then you have to。Fix the clay just like you're making dough that you have to beat it and knead it.
说到揉啊,
and so if you knead it,
还不是说随随便便的揉啊,
you can't just knead it casually.
从前我小的时候因为打战车跑到内地就在一些窑 那些瓦器厂的附近居住过。
And so because when I was younger in the days of war, I've lived in the places of the potters before nearby.
我看到他们在这个揉这个泥的时候。
And so I saw as they're kneading the earth, the clay.
先是用那个牛来踩了。
They first used the ox to step on the trot on the clay.
一大块的那个地啊。
And so a big piece of land.
都已经把它弄得很干净了。
And so now it's very, very clean.
然后一个人就牵着几条牛。
And then a man would take several oxes.
在那里团团转，在那里踩那个牛，踩那个泥巴了。
Lead them on this piece of land for the oxen to tread upon this clay.
把那个泥巴踩到合用了。
Now the mud is useless.Ready.
但还不是不能马上就用
But you can't use it right away.
就把那些泥巴都起起来
And then you would pick up and work on the clay first.
抬到那个干地上
And then you put it on dry land.
就堆在那里
And let it settle there.
让它慢慢的阴干到一个程度
And then it will settle and dry to a certain degree.
好了，现在可以用了
Now it can be used.
那现在可以用的时候是怎么是不是就马上拿出来就用呢
？Now it's ready for use. Do you use it right away? No.
牛踩的时候是一大块的地。
And so when the ox treads upon it, it's a big piece of land.
圣殿是在一小在那个作坊的里头了。
And so now it is in the area of work.
那么。那匠人就把一小块拿出来。
And so then the potter will take just a small piece, a small lump out.
真的是好像做馒头那样去揉了。
Now it is really like when you're making bread, you have to knead it.
一直揉到匠人认为合乎标准了。
It will be kneaded by the potter until he deems that it is ready for use.
好，现在开始做器皿。
Now he will use it to make the vessel.
你晓得
，brothers and sisters，
一上到工作架上的那些泥土啊
，all the work upon the clay
都不是普通的泥土
，they're not common clay，
都是经过 不求我们借用这个话，都是经过锻炼的泥土。
Now we just use this term then, the earth is refined.
用属灵的话是说他们有学习，有操练。
To use spiritual terms, they have lessons, they have learned, they have been edified.
经过对付。
They have been dealt with.
接受过造就的。
They have been edified, built
up. 然后神在这里用它。
Now God is able to use it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到。
You can see.
器皿可以暂时的做坏。
The vessel can be temporarily marred.
但是那一个做器皿的那个土神不给他丢掉了。
But God does not throw away the material used to make the vessel.
神又给他有机会重新再做。
God will once again give it a chance to be useful again.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神让耶利米在一个很具体的景现象的里面去体会神的心思。
God wants your mind in a practical phenomenon situation to understand the heart of God.
然后神就说话了。
Now God spoke to him.
就说了底下的好些的话。
He spoke much words to come.
他说。
He said.
有哪一个国。
Which nation.
是我定归他。是要灭亡他就一定灭亡到底。
That concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down to destroy it.
如果他中途悔改,
if they would repent,
我岂不改变他那个结果而把祝福赏给他们吗?
Will I not turn the thought of evil unto them and bless them?
翻过来,
on the contrary,
有哪一个国,
which kingdom?
我说我要祝福他,
if I will bless them,
如果后来他落到罪里头,
yet if they're in sin,
他不肯悔改,
they will not repent,
我还是要祝福他, 是不是?
Would I still benefit them?
神说不,
God says no.
我会转换我的意思。
I will change my thought.
我会对付他。
I will deal with them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这在旧约的里边是这一个原则是非常的清楚的。
This principle in the Old Testament is very clear.
到了新约的时候呢也没有过去的。
In the New Testament, yet that did not pass.
弟兄姊妹们这是很严肃的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
我们感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
人可以在各方面去给神有误会。
Man can misunderstand God in all aspects.
但是神从来没有把他行事的法则隐藏在人的面前。
But God has never hidden the principle in which he works before man.
神从前是怎么来带着他的百姓走过一段的日子。
How God has led his people throughout the days in the past.
如今神还是一样的带领属神的人走过在地上的路程。
Likewise, God leads those belonging to him today in their days.
所以神在那里就回到当时以色列和神的关系上面。
So now God returns to the actual relationship which Israel has with him at the moment.
因为当时以色列已经灭亡了。
Because at that time, Israel has already fallen.
犹大也临到快要被掳的那个情形了。
Judah is also about to be in captivity.
但是犹大人心里面没有醒悟。
But the people of Judah and their hearts have not been awakened.
那神就在那里说了。
So God says,
他们离开这个活水的泉源。
They have departed away from the fountain of living waters.
他们的结果一定是给分散,
their result will be scattered.
给消灭,
they will be destroyed.
给吹散,
they will be plucked up.
如果他们是接上那个船员的话,
now, if they connect themselves to the living waters,
神说了两件事,
God spoke two things.
他说利巴嫩的雪从田野的磐石上岂能断绝呢?
Now that they would not cease from the rock of Lebanon,
从远处流下的凉水岂能干干渴呢?
With the cold flowing water that comes from another place be forsaken.
弟兄姊妹们这两个话,
Brothers and sisters,
就是把上面的那一件事情说了。
It really speaks of the two things before for us.
上面说了什么呢?
What did it say?
上面是不是说到他离弃了神这一个活水的泉源。
Now previously said they have forsaken the living waters of God.
弟兄姊妹都晓得，从地理的环境上来说，利巴嫩高山上的雪是整年都有的。
Now brothers and sisters, you know geographically the snow of Lebanon on the high place has throughout the year.
在那个岩石上的水不会断绝。
And that's why there is this saying that it will not cease, the rock of the field, the water would not cease from the rock of the field.
从远处流来的那些凉水,
now the cold flowing water from afar.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, take
note.
Now the water is cold.
并且从远处流来的,
and it's flowing from afar.
那说出什么?
What does that mean?
流量是大的,
it is a large quantity that's flowing.
从远处流来, 就说出那个源头是丰富的,
and so, and if it's from afar, that means the source is very abundant.
如果源头不丰富的话, 两下就流干了,
so if the source is not abundant from flowing afar, then it will very quickly
dry up. 流量是不多的,
if the quantity, the flow is not a lot,
凉的,
then the water would not be cold.
弟兄姊妹你看到神说了这些话,
so brothers and sisters, if you see God spoke these words, He wants His people to understand through the visible matters.
要怎样紧紧地接连上那一个活水的泉源?
How they ought to intimately connect themselves with the fountain of the living waters.
但是他们没有,
but they did not.
那结果就怎么样呢?
What is the result?
结果他们就只好接受那一个咒诅的结局了,
the result, they can only bear the result of woe.
所以底下就说,
so it says,
16节就是说, 他们的地令人惊血, 常常嗤笑, 经过这地的人, 惊笑摇头,
it says in verse 16, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing.
主说, 我必在仇敌面前分散他们, 好像用东风吹散他们一样, 遭难的日子, 我必以背向他们, 不以面向他们,
everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag their heads. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity.
弟兄姊妹你读到这些话的时候, 好像神很绝情啊,
brothers and sisters, when we read these words, we seem that God is
very, 怎么神不显明点怜悯呢?
Has nothing left for them, no mercy at all.
弟兄姊妹如果我们把整个以色列的历史,
brothers and sisters, who are able to grasp the entire history of Israel, even not such a long period of time, the entire history of Israel, even this period, when Jeremiah was a prophet, even during the short period of Judah, does not God give them enough chances to repent? God has so much forbearance to await for them. It is not short at all. But they did not take this to heart. They're not mindful of God at all.
他们好像以为说, 神是发怜悯的神,
they only thought He is a God of mercy.
是可以好欺负的,
so we can take advantage of Him.
我不必管他了,
I don't need to be mindful of Him. I only care about my comfort.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this was the attitude of the people of Judah at that time.
但是当神借着耶利米来指, 解开的时候,
but when God uses Jeremiah to open these
facts
up, you can take note, what does God use these facts to bring them back to what period of time? Even more recently, it is to bring them back to the condition when Solomon finished building the temple and offered it up.
弟兄姊妹你看列王记上第九章,
brothers and sisters, if we look at 1 Kings chapter 9, after the building was, a temple was finished,
那个晚上,
and so on that evening God spoke to Solomon through a dream.
你要学着你的父亲,
you must live before me as your father,
你就蒙福了,
then you'll be blessed.
如果你们不是这样的话,
if not,
等到有一天,
one day,
我会把这个殿交给人,
I will turn this temple over,
我要让这个地荒凉,
and this land will be desolate.
人走过这里的都撇嘴摇头,
and when they pass through this land, they will wag their heads and hiss, and they will mock.
这些人啊,
these people,
他们背弃领他们出埃及的耶和华,
they have forsaken the Lord God who led them out of Egypt. And so the Lord God has caused this land to be barren.
你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see, there is this historical background there.
神很严肃地 对以色列人说过话的。
God has solemnly spoken these words to the Israelites before.
这是从比较近处去看的。
That is only even from a very close angle.
更早一点呢。
But even earlier than that.
你看到生命记十九章。
You can see,
28章。
You can see Deuteronomy chapter 28.
你就看到神非常严肃地给以色列人说到的。
You can see God spoke solemnly to the Israelites.
如果他们不遵行神的话。
If they do not obey the word of God.
神就把他们分散在列国。
God will scatter them throughout the nation.
神就让他们在天上万国中给抛来抛去。
That they will be thrown about in the nation.
到处成为人的笑谈。
That they will be a mocking, a stock, a laughing stock.
弟兄姊妹，现在耶利米把神这个心思再一次发表出来。
And so, brothers and sisters, once again, God manifests his heart through Jeremiah.
这一件事情不是偶然的。
This is not by coincidence.
这一件事情是接上历史所延续下来的。那个轨道的。
This is connected on the track that is throughout history.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的话说的真的是很严肃。
The word of God is very solemn.
等到他们遭难的时候。
In the day of calamity.
他们用背向着我，我现在就用背向着他们。
They have turned their backs to me. Now I will turn my back to them.
我不以面向他们。
And not my face.
我颜面不看他们。
I will hide my face from their trouble.
因为这个是他们所该接受的管教。
Because that is the discipline that they're worthy of.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在律法上，这些事实是很严肃的。
Under the law, these are very serious matters.
就是今天在恩典上，我们也都要用同样严肃的心思来看。
Even today, under grace, we must use a very solemn attitude to look at the work of God's hand.
We
thank the Lord. Within Jeremiah, he is very clear.
但是人对神的心意有没有因着这样的神的心意发表有回转？
But has the heart of man changed, repented, because the heart of God is revealed in this way?
没有。
No.
变本加厉的。
They have changed only for the worse.
更厉害的拒绝。
Not even more so, they rejected God.
那在这十八节就说出当时他们的心思。
So, verse 18 speaks of their attitude at that time.
以后我们就看见。
Later on, we can see.
那些人怎么对付耶利米。
How those people dealt with Jeremiah.
也说什么话来直接的顶撞神。
They also spoke very direct words against God.
我们现在先看看犹大人对神话语的反应。
Now let us first look at verse 18, the response to the word of God.
十八节。
Verse 18.
他们就说。
Then said they.
来吧。
Come.
我们可以设计谋害耶利米。
And let us devise devices against Jeremiah.
没有他有什么了不起。
If there's nothing great about him.
因为我们有祭司讲律法。
For the law shall not perish from the priest.
有智慧人设谋略。
Nor counsel from the wise.
有先知说预言。
Nor the word from the prophet.
这是不会断绝的。
They will not cease.
有耶利米。
Whether we have Jeremiah,
给我们重担,
he gives us a burden.
把耶利米连走,
now we take him away.
杀掉了他,
if we kill him,
干脆,
it would be very good for us. Brothers and sisters,
你看到,
you can see.
这是神的百姓当时用什么态度来对待神?
This is the attitude the people had toward God.
他们把对待神的那种冤气、怒气都发在耶利米的身上。
They put all their vengeance, all their grumbling upon the person of Jeremiah.
因为他们不能跑到天上去对付神。
Because they can't deal with God and go to heaven to deal with God.
他们就对付替神说话的人。
So they dealt with the one who spoke for God.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
虽然人是这样的顶撞。
Even though man opposed God in this way.
但是这一切的顶撞。
But all this opposition
只是显出人的愚昧
only reveals man's foolishness
而没有改变神的公义圣洁的要求的发表
and did not change the manifestation of God's requirement of holiness and righteousness
而耶利米在这里求神主持公义
Jeremiah asked God to be just here.
神也没有答应他这个祷告，也没有不答应他这个祷告。
God did not answer his prayer or reject his prayer.
但是神在十九章就说出一个问题。
But in chapter 19, God speaks of this question. And then he tells Jeremiah,
你去买一个窑帐的那个瓦瓶来。
Get a potter's earthen bottle.
然后就把百姓中的长老和祭司中的长老都带他们吃出新嫩子谷。
And take the ancients of the people and the ancients of the priests and take them to the entrance of the east gate.
在哈尔西的门口那里宣告我吩咐你说的话。
And go forth unto the valley of the son of Himmon and speak the words I proclaim to thee there.
这一段话为什么会给引出来的呢？
Now, why did these words come about?
就是因着上面他们所说的。
It is because of what they said before.
干掉耶利米吧。
Kill Jeremiah.
他不在。
If he's not here, we still have the priest telling us the law. We still have the counsel of the wise. We still have the word from the prophet. Now, this will not decrease at all. We don't care about Jeremiah.
Brothers and
sisters, realize what that means.
就像很早很早以前,
very, very long time ago,
他们说,
they said,
这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
犹大人在那一个时间
，the people of Judah at that time，
他们一直以那些宗教的仪文的外表作为他们的满意。
They were satisfied just on the external matters of the rituals of religion.
只要有这些宗教的仪文的外表还显明在那里，他们就觉得我们并没有走错路。
As long as there were still external manifestations of these religious rituals, they felt they were still on the right way.
为什么耶利米这个人这么不识相出来说这些话？
Now why would Jeremiah don't know better and say these words to us?
现在十九章，神让耶利米把那些长老们都带出来跟他们说话，就对着这样的一种心思来宣告了。
And so now in chapter 19, as the Lord tells Jeremiah to gather the people, the priests, to come and speak these words to them, is directly against that point.
那么整个十九章里边
，And so in entire chapter 19,
是说一件事
，It speaks of one thing.
但是借着耶利米带着一个瓦瓶去来表达出来。
It is expressed through Jeremiah bringing this earthen bottle there.
那么一件是什么事呢？
What is that?
他神要让他的子民认识神不是和他们闹着玩的。
God wants his people to understand that God is not playing lightly with them.
那所以他就叫耶利米带着那个瓦瓶，就领着这一批人到了那个新嫩子谷。
And so God told Jeremiah, take this earthen bottle, lead the people to the valley of the son of Hinnom.
在那里给他们说话。
And there speak to them.
说什么话呢？
What words?
我们先要了解。
First we must understand.
为什么神让耶利米让他们这批人到那个新嫩子谷？
Why did God want to lead them to this place of the valley of the son of Hinnom?
新嫩子谷
Now this place
乃是犹大人在这一个地方用他们的儿女献祭给假神的地点。
Now at this place was the place where the people of Judah took their children and sacrificed them to the false gods.
和底下提到的另外一个地方叫做陀菲特。
It is same as another place mentioned later on of the place of Tophet.
都是一样。
It is the same.
他们在那里用自己的儿女做祭物献给神。
There, they used
献给假神。
There, they used their children as a sacrifice to the false gods.
他们认为这样做啊这些假神就要成为我们的祝福。
They thought by doing so that these false gods will be a blessing to them.
但神在这里说
But God says here,
我没有告诉他们可以这样做。
I never told them they can do this.
他们这样做是不行。
They cannot do this.
他们向偶像献敬拜 已经是不行。
It is already bad enough to worship the idols.
再把自己的儿女做祭物来惊火更不行。
But now they sacrifice their children through fire.
就因着他们这样。
It is really bad now because of that.
他们以为这一个地方是可以寻求祝福的地方。
They thought this is a place where they can seek for blessing.
我要叫他们看见。
I will show them.
这一个地方要成为将来。许多人在那里给杀害的地方。
That this place will be the valley of slaughter.
他们许许多的人要在这一个地方给杀掉。
That there will be many people who will be slaughtered at this place.
那是给杀掉的人。
And those people who are slain there.
在这一个地方都没有办法能埋葬的完。
And there is no end. These people that are slain there cannot be buried. There's no end to that.
那这就是神在这里说这一段话的那件事情。
That is the point of God speaking at this place.
所以我们留意第六节。
So we take note of verse 6.
耶和华说。
Therefore the Lord said,
日子将到。
Behold, the days come.
这地方不再称为陀非特。
That this place shall no more be called Tophet or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter.
在这个地方是满了死人。
At this place, it is full of carcasses.
你们以为在这里求祝福。
You thought you can seek for blessing here.
这个地方是叫你们伤心透了。
But here, it will cause you great grief and sorrow.
这个地方叫你们可怜透了。
That you will be so pitiful at this place.
因为神的惩治要在这个地方。弄起来。
Because God's punishment will start at this place.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为。
Because.
你们已经把整，不仅是这个地方给你们玷污了，连耶路撒冷整个城、圣殿，所有的一切都给你们玷污了。
Because you have not only defiled this place, but you have already defiled all the city of Jerusalem and the temple.
所以神就说，我没有办法不打碎。
So God says, I must break them.
那然后。
And then.
你就看到。
You can see.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你要在同去的人眼前打碎那瓶。
Then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the man that go with thee and say to them,
万军之耶和华如此说，我要照样打碎这民和这城，正如人打碎摇杖的瓦器，以致不能再无伦。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this vessel and the city as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again.
神给他们看见一件什么事情呢？
What did God show them?
在他们想象的里边。
In their imagination.
怎么可以叫新嫩子谷成了杀戮的之地呢？
How can you cause this valley of son of Hinnom to be the valley of slaughter? No, it's impossible.
但神就给他们看见一件事。
But God shows them one thing.
耶利米怎么打破那个瓦瓶？
How Jeremiah broke the earthen bottle.
照样打破这个。
Likewise.
这个民和这个城。
I will break the city and the people.
明显的告诉他的百姓。
Clearly telling his people.
打碎那个瓦瓶是怎样轻而易举的事。
It is such an easy act to break that vessel.
要毁灭这一个城和这一个地，对神来说也是一样轻而易举的。
Likewise, it is just as easy for God to destroy the city and the people.
神说，我一定要这样做。
God says, I will do this.
因为我给了你们太多太多的机会，你们不理会。
Because I have given you too many chances and you have not repented.
你们以为神不会这样做。
And you thought God will not do this.
神说，你就看见我这样做。
God says, I will show you, you see that I will do this.
因为我这样做不是偶然的。
I will not do this because of coincidence.
从前在生命记的时候，我宣告过。
I proclaimed before in Deuteronomy.
在所罗门建殿后，我也对他再说了。
And even after Solomon consecrated the temple, I have spoken to him again.
现在向你们再三的说了。
And now I spoke to you the third time.
你们都不以为然。
You did not take note of this.
那只好我就把你们如同瓦瓶那样来甩碎了。
And so I will break you just like the earthen vessel.
最末了的那一句话。
The last words.
因为他们因着景象 不听我的话。
Because they have hardened their necks and that they might not hear my words.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是很严肃的一件事。
This is a very solemn matter.
人在愚昧的时候。
When man is foolish.
常常以为神是降福不降祸的神。
We often think that God is only a God of blessing and not woe.
但是神在生命记老早就说了。
But in Deuteronomy, God has spoken long ago. He is a God of blessing.
但是他也是降祸的神。
But he is also a God of woe.
但是降福和是降祸。
But whether it's blessing or woe.
动机不在神那里。
That motive is not with God.
动机是在人这一方。
That motive is with man.
神要让人认识他是怎样的一位神。
God wants man to know what kind of God he is.
让人学习敬畏他。
So that man would learn to fear and honor him. So that we would be fed by his word. We thank God. God deals very solemnly in the Old Testament. It seems very heavy. But brothers and sisters, we cannot only see the heavy hand of God.
We
must see before the heavy hand of God came, again and again, repeatedly, continually, he has given them a chance to repent.
We indeed,
from the word of the prophet, we must understand one thing. We say when we preach the gospel, today is the day of acceptance. Today is the day of salvation. So do not miss this opportunity. Likewise, we say, today it is still the day of acceptance of God to man. It is still a day where we can be repentant.
没有按着神的心意来行走。
And so, if we have yet to walk according to the heart of God,
求主给我们实在有悔改的心。
May the Lord indeed give us a heart of repentance,
叫我们好好的活在神的面前。
So that we will live well before God,
让神向我们是降福不降祸。
So that God will be a God of blessing to us and not a God of woe,
而不要惹动神的怒气，让神成了降祸不降福。
So that we will not bring about the wrath of God, that he will be a God of woe to us and not a God of blessing. May the Lord have mercy upon us.
今天晚上交通就停在这了。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.